with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is putting pressure on Jewish Americans ahead of the November election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a speech at a donor event sponsored by the Israeli American Council, the former president promised to be the best friend Jewish Americans have ever had in the White House. He said he would be their defender and protector. Trump then went on to say that Jewish voters who support Vice President Harris and Democrats should have their heads examined. And he warned that if he loses the election, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with that. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There have been fierce exchanges of fire between Hezbollah and Israel around the border region. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hezbollah in Lebanon has pounded northern Israel with around 140 rockets, a day after the militant group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, vowed to retaliate against Israel for this week's mass bombing attacks. Israel's military says the rockets came in three waves on Friday afternoon, targeting sites along the ravaged border with Lebanon. Following the attacks, the Israeli military said it had struck areas across southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure, but did not provide details of damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In-person voting for the 2024 U.S. presidential elections begun in three states, Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The first ballots being cast Friday in person come with just over 6 weeks left before Election Day on November 5th. About a dozen more states will follow with early in-person voting by mid-October. Across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe, while also ensuring that ballots and voting procedures won't be tampered with. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow up by 38 points, the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. A warning from a Catholic priest.
Calvin Robinson used to lead a parish in his native England, but he recently moved to the U.S. and brings a dire admonition for this country. Pastor Robinson tells the Christian Post, quote, "Please don't do what we did. Don't just sit back and let the liberals deteriorate the rest of everything that you know and love." He says faith has collapsed in the United Kingdom, and now society itself is collapsing. Less than half the population calls itself Christian, and nearly 40% have no faith at all in the UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities say a man used construction equipment to damage a sculpture that stood for 25 years outside St. Louis's Cathedral Basilica. It wasn't immediately clear whether the sculpture can be saved. Police arrested a 35-year-old suspect whom they say also fired a gunshot into an unoccupied car. The Angel of Harmony pedestal had Bible verses inscribed on it. This is SRN News. A dormant nuclear power plant will live again.
The owner of the shuttered Three Mile Island plant plans to restart the reactor under a 20-year agreement that calls for tech giant Microsoft to buy the power to supply its data centers. The announcement by Constellation Energy comes 5 years after its then-parent company shut down the plant, saying it was losing money. The plant, located on an island in the Susquehanna River just outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It was the site of the nation's worst commercial nuclear power accident in 1979. Constellation hopes to bring the reactor online in 2028. John Scott reporting.
The adult son of U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer has pleaded guilty to all charges after a crash that killed a North Dakota sheriff's deputy. Ian Cramer changed his plea Friday in the death of Mercer County Sheriff's Deputy Paul Martin. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.